The fair was in town this last week, and what a time we have. There is, however, a sober lesson that we can learn from all of this, so we ought to talk about it. This is Dave Brees reporting, and I would like to remind us that for most of us, there is a time to go to the fair. That's often sometime in the summer, and often in the late summer, and that's the way we did it in our town just this last week. Carol was in charge of the photography and the art exhibits, and so I entered a few photographs. We ate the food at the fair, and that saved some cooking at home. Then, you may be sure, we took the grandchildren through the fair and did most of the rides. That included the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, the roller coaster, the train, the cars, the horse and buggy, and just about everything that appeared to be reasonable. Then, of course, we had to stop for cotton candy for the kids, along with a sugarized, flavorized drink for everybody. Yes, I tried to throw some baseballs into the milk can and missed, of course. We let the kids pick the three little plastic ducks out of the passing stream to see if they might win a prize. In that game, everybody wins something. In the process, we waved and said hello to old friends and got engaged in conversations about the lights, the color, the things, the people. The livestock was judged and a grand champion was chosen, and prizes were passed out for all the animals, from the largest cow down to the smallest chicken. I saw more kinds of rabbits than I ever knew existed, and there were, doubtless, the offspring of the rabbits that were presented last year. Finally, when we were down to our last four tickets, we had a quick round of final rides and headed for home in time to put the kids to bed. The demolition derby was still going strong by the time we pulled out, but we thought that this might be a little traumatic for the children. For us, the fair was interesting, and for them, it was fantastic. Then came the next day, and something of a lesson that comes out of it all. In that the fair closed on Friday, I drove the children through the fairgrounds on Saturday. They recognized the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel, and the aeroplanes, but now they were all packed up on the trucks, ready to go. Soon, we watched them pull out, and what was a place of merriment, lights, and color the evening before was now a bare open field with one hopeful guy walking around with a metal detector and the earphones sounding strange noises to him. There were still a few surviving wrecks of automobiles that were covered with mud and smashed nearly to pieces as a result of the demolition derby. The signs were taken down, the displays were gone, the buildings were empty, and just a bit of the remaining trash that wasn't picked up still blew around in the swirling morning breezes. The trucks pulled out, and then it was really all over. Now, forgive me for drawing too obvious a lesson, but isn't this really the way it is in life? We are given some years to live in this world, which are few, short, and sometimes fun and sometimes frustrating. We win a prize or two, miss a chance or two, have some cotton candy, which isn't worth the money, and some ice cream cones, which are. We pass old friends by and give them a wave and a hello, and then comes Friday night, and they pack it all up. Yes, indeed, life itself is not unlike the fair, not unlike the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel, the hot dogs, and not even too different from the demolition derby. When it's all over, they haul away the dented pieces, and there remains very little of the roar of the engine, the announcer, the lights, and the fascinations that were there only last night. Maybe God gives us fairs so that we can listen to the sermon that they preach. The Bible teaches that, yes, our lives are like a vapor which appears for a season and then passes away. The Scripture tells us that the best of life is but light affliction which is but for a moment. It's fun for some and seriousness for others, but in the last analysis, it's vanity, it's folly, it's frustration, and then it's all finished. Therefore, when living this life, we must prepare for the life to come, and that comes with knowing Jesus Christ as personal Savior. He gives us the enjoyment that never stops.